The Americans. Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 23. Section 1. Latinos and Native Americans Seek Equality. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the end of the Vietnam War. In this section, you will read about how Latinos and Native Americans fought for greater equality. The Latino presence grows. Who are Latinos? Latinos are Spanish-speaking Americans. During the 1960s, the Latino population in the United States tripled from 3 million to more than 9 million. During this time, the nation's Mexican-American population grew. Many were descendants of Mexicans who stayed on the land that Mexico surrendered to the United States in 1848. Others were the children and grandchildren of the Mexicans who arrived after Mexico's 1910 revolution. Still others came as temporary laborers during the 1940s and 1950s. Mexican Americans always have made up the largest group of Latinos. About 1 million Puerto Ricans have lived in the United States since the 1960s. Most Puerto Ricans have settled in the Northeast, especially in New York City. Many Cubans also settled in the United States during the 1960s. They had fled Cuba after the Cuban Revolution in 1959. Most Cubans settled in or near Miami. Thousands of Salvadorans, Guatemalans, Nicaraguans, and Colombians immigrated to the United States after the 1960s. They came to escape political persecution and poverty at home. Wherever they settled, many Latinos experienced poor living conditions and discrimination. Question 1. Name two groups that make up the Latino community. Latinos fight for change. Which groups fought for change? In the 1960s, Latinos began to demand equal rights and respect. One such group was Mexican-American farm workers. These men and women worked on California's fruit and vegetable farms. They often worked long hours for little pay. Cesar Chavez was the group's leader. Chavez believed that the farm workers should organize into a union. In 1962, he helped establish the National Farm Workers Association. In 1966, Chavez merged this group with a Filipino agricultural union. Together, they formed the United Farm Workers Organizing Committee, UFWOC. California's grape growers refused to recognize the farm workers' union. As a result, Chavez called for a nationwide boycott of grapes. His plan worked. In 1970, the grape growers finally signed contracts with the UFWOC. The new contracts guaranteed union workers higher pay and granted them other benefits. Latinos also wanted greater recognition of their culture. Puerto Ricans demanded that schools offer classes taught in their native language. In 1968, Congress passed the Bilingual Education Act. This law funded bilingual and cultural programs for students who did not speak English. Latinos began organizing politically during the 1960s. Some worked within the two-party system. Others created an independent Latino political movement. Jose Angel Gutierrez, for example, started La Raza Unida, the United People Party. The party ran Latino candidates and won positions in city government offices. Question 2. Name two organizations that fought to promote the cause of Latinos. Native Americans' struggle for equality. What problems did Native Americans face? Native Americans, like Latinos, are a diverse group. However, despite their diversity, most Native Americans have faced similar problems. These problems include high unemployment rates, poor health care, and high death rates. During the 1950s, the Eisenhower administration tried to solve some of these problems. The government thought that introducing Native Americans to more aspects of mainstream culture would help them. As a result, the government moved Native Americans from their reservations to the cities. The plan failed. Most Native Americans who moved to the cities remained very poor. In addition, many Native Americans refused to mix with mainstream American society. Native Americans wanted greater opportunity to control their own lives. In 1961, representatives from 61 Native American groups met to discuss their concerns. They demanded the right to choose their own way of life. In 1968, President Johnson responded to their demands. He created the National Council on Indian Opportunity. The council's goal was to make sure that government programs reflected the needs and desires of Native Americans. Many young Native Americans were not satisfied with the government's new policies. They wanted greater reform. They also wanted it more quickly. As a result, some young Native Americans formed the American Indian Movement, AIM. This organization demanded greater rights for Native Americans. At times, the group used violence to make its point. Meanwhile, Native Americans won greater rights through the court system. Throughout the 1960s and 1970s, they won legal battles that gave them greater education and land rights. Question 3. Name two problems that Native Americans faced.